This is the brief on choosing your iOS tech stack, Swift versus Objective-C. Picking a coding language isn't just some developer argument. You know, it's a crucial business call that dictates your app's timeline, budget, and honestly, its future survival. First, let's talk about the Greenfield default. If you're building a brand new app in 2026, Apple's Swift language is your undeniable go-to. Launched back in 2014, it's got much cleaner syntax. It builds faster, catches errors early, and costs way less upfront. Plus, the talent pool is literally right here, and it sits squarely on Apple's long-term roadmap. Think of Swift as building a modern high-speed rail. It's faster, it's safer, and it's exactly where all the new engineers want to work. Second, we gotta look at the legacy exception. When should you actually stick to older technology? Well, Objective-C predates smartphones, but hey, it definitely isn't broken. It's best kept for maintaining your existing apps or relying on deeply embedded older libraries. I mean, why spend your budget fixing a code base that isn't broken, right? If your foundation is solid, you don't tear down the whole house just because modern bricks exist. A full rewrite is honestly just an unnecessary risk and a huge expense. Finally, there's this brilliant interoperability hack. It's not an all-or-nothing choice. Apple designed Swift and Objective-C to actually work together in the exact same app. The business value here is massive, because your teams can migrate older apps module by module rather than pausing everything for a massive, disruptive full rewrite. Ultimately, Swift is the obvious choice for starting fresh, while Objective-C is the dependable tool for managing what already exists.